Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where together we're here Monday through Friday at 2 to work on improving our financial IQ. This is something that is extremely important because our educational system does nothing for people's financial IQ. In fact, they deliberately don't teach people about money in high school. They just want cogs in the machine. They want people to graduate, get a job, or go to college, graduate, get a job, and just work. For those of you that want more out of life, that's what this show's about. And it comes down to this principle, and I think there's only one way to say it, and that is just straightforward. You know, if you don't understand net operating income, if you don't understand capitalization rates, if you don't understand internal rate of return compared to cash on cash rate of return, you're going to stagnate financially because those are just the basics. You know, if you don't understand that and you're not in the financial position that you want to be in, it's because you don't understand that. So I try to make it as simple as possible on the radio show, but I want to be careful that people don't think, oh, I'm just going to listen to a radio show and learn everything I need to go out and do this. You're not. I spend 6 hours straight with new members. 6 hours straight. Well, we take a break for lunch. But it takes 6 hours just to lay the foundation. Then there's 40 or so hours of additional online training. You're not going to get that at Bigger Pockets or just listening to this radio show. You've got to get out there and take some courses. If having a high financial IQ is important to you, you've got to take action steps every day toward it. And I'm going to start finishing the show by reminding people to take one little action step today. And I think one of the smallest steps that you can take is to pick up a book. I can recommend some books, but if it's a book on building wealth, I'm all for it. I've read, you know, hundreds of books, and I learned something from every one of them. This was the sales pitch I would give myself when I was at a sales pitch. You know, I'd go to the Carlton Sheets event or the Robert Kiyosaki event, and they'd hit me up for 15 grand. And the way I sold myself was I went, if I learn one idea that makes me 100 grand out of this 15 grand week-long workshop or three-day workshop or whatever it was, it's worth it. And that's how I would sell myself to take these courses. And it always paid off. Every single time. I flew up to Canada about 2 years ago to sit down with Brian Tracy. I went to California to sit down with Jack Canfield for a week. You know, I think probably 20 grand each, something like that. Totally worth it. I estimate that I spend somewhere between 30 and 40 grand a year on continuing education. And I don't even think I'm a big spender. Robert Martinez, who I have a deep respect for, I bet he spends 75-100 grand a year on continuing education. So here's my question to you. How much did you spend last year on continuing education? Nothing. Does it make sense that you're probably stagnating financially? You're not getting ahead? Because you're using the knowledge base that you've had for 10 years. There's nothing new. It didn't work 10 years ago. Guess what? It's not going to work now. So constantly working on your financial IQ, your fitness IQ, your nutrition IQ, your sexual IQ, you need to be working on those on a daily basis. Doing something. And it doesn't have to be giant steps. And yes, I consider a $20,000 investment a giant step. But eventually, you're going to have to take those giant steps. You know, people go out, they pay $80,000, $100,000 to get a degree from a university to get a job. I spend 20 grand to learn how to get rich. It's a better deal. It's a better deal. So take a little step every day. Maybe it's one step is, of course, listening to the show. But I'll ask you this. Please, you've already listened to the show. Take another step. Pick up a book. Listen to an audio of a book. Attend a seminar. Take a week-long boot camp. You know, Alyssa Stone, the high-end flipper, she just got back from a week-long boot camp with Than Merrill. And maybe it wasn't three or four days. She's all beat up, bruised up. But that girl, woman, she's constantly investing in herself. That's why she's successful. She's a dynamo. So you need to be doing that too. You really do. You're not going to get this by osmosis. You're not going to accidentally get rich. You're not going to win the lottery, statistically. You got to get out there and get this information yourself. I'll end the segment with this point from Jim Rohn. And if you don't know Jim Rohn, R-O-H-N, go to YouTube, watch every video he's ever made. They're all fantastic. But you're going to learn something very quickly. And that is that he is the one that started it all. He is the one that mentored Tony Robbins. He mentored me. He mentored Stephen Covey. He is the father. But what he said is this. He said, formal education, high school and college, will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening.
Is your money safe from a down market? Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Were you told it's normal to sometimes lose money in a down market? That's not true. Our clients make money in both the up and down market while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $50,000 or more of investable assets, you should consider passive real estate investing to protect and grow your money. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class to learn more. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. And now, I don't know if this will take the whole segment or not, but I want to revisit this caveman brain that we have where we avoid effort, avoid risk, just naturally, and that it takes your mind, you know, you have to make that distinction that there, you've got a brain and you've got a mind. And a lot of people, they mix the two as if they're the same thing. And they are separate things. For this discussion, your brain is the instinctual reactions, responses to stimuli. It's your brain. In other words, if you didn't have any parents, you were just born out in the woods, you could possibly survive without ever being taught anything by anybody. You never come into contact with another person. You could survive because there's so much built-in instinct. The problem is that that instinct is just for survival. It's not for thriving. And on this show, we're talking about thriving. We're talking about kicking butt, living life to the fullest, thriving. Well, your brain's not built for that. It's built simply to survive. And once it reaches a comfortable survival, it's going to stop. It won't take any more risks. It won't push you to excel. No, it's just going to stop. It gets comfortable very quickly. This is why so many people who are caveman brained, they live paycheck to paycheck because they're comfortable. Their brain has shut them down. Your mind, however, is the one that wants to push forward. It wants to go exercise and stay in shape longer, live longer. It wants to ask that beautiful girl out. All things that require risk. Your mind understands that there's nothing of value in this world that doesn't require risk. So your mind wants to take risk, wants to thrive, wants to lead an exceptional life. The problem is, if you don't make decisions quickly, you got about 5 seconds to make a decision and act on it. At the end of that 5 seconds, your instinctual brain starts throwing up excuses because it wants to minimize effort and minimize risk. So it tells you, oh, that's too hard work. It might not work. What if this happens? What if that happens? And it talks you out of it. I see people, brilliant people, make a decision and 10 minutes later not act on it. They want it. They say, yeah, I want a second stream of income. Okay, here's how you do it. Lay it out for them. No uncertain terms. 6 hours of training. 6 hours laying out the map. And at the end of that map, you know what they do? Nothing. Because their instinctual brain tells them it's too risky, takes too much effort, it's not worth it. Instead of listening to their mind and moving forward. Let me give you an example of something I did yesterday morning. And I know this material. And I still let my instinctual brain ruin my day. I wake up 5:30 to be at the gym by 6:30. I wake up at 5:30, roll over, look at the time, and laid there for over 5 seconds. By doing that, my instinctual brain went, oh, just close your eyes for another 5 minutes. Hit the snooze button. Don't get up right now. You got plenty of time to get to the gym. Effort minimizing. I proceeded to close my eyes, fall asleep, and wake up at 7, missing my workout. You got 5 seconds to make a decision and act on it. And what I do normally, I got this from a lady, and I don't know her name. What she does is when the alarm goes off, she goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And by the time she gets to 1, she has to have her feet on the ground and be standing up. And I use that technique as well. It works. You say, oh, you just count from 5 to 1 and that gets you motivated? I don't know if motivation's the word. It just reminds me that I made a commitment. It reminds me that it's something that I truly want out of life. And I get up. But one time, even after practicing that countdown for a couple of weeks, the one time I didn't do the countdown, I missed my workout. And I don't know about you, if you know how good a workout feels when you're done and how it makes the whole day better, it ruined my day. So just because you know this material doesn't mean that it's going to work perfect every time. That's a lot of, golly, who was it? It's Zig Ziglar. You know how you go to a week-long boot camp and you get massively motivated, or you go to a two-day motivational seminar and you get massively motivated, but a week later you go, huh, motivation doesn't work. I'm not motivated anymore. That prompted Zig Ziglar to say this. Motivation is temporary, much like bathing. That's why you want to do it every day. See, keeping yourself motivated, it's a daily habit. It's not like you're going to take a week-long motivational course and be motivated for the rest of your life. You've got to do it on a daily basis to keep your motivation up. And I'll tell you, obviously yesterday I didn't do it right because I didn't get up. So how do you do that? How do you keep yourself motivated? I've kind of already told you, but it's read motivational material every stinking day. Watch a YouTube video on motivation. Listen to a show like this every single day. It's got to become a habit. And then and only then will motivation stay with you. But once you do create it as a habit, it's almost shocking when it doesn't work. Like I was shocked when I woke up at 7. I was like, that's not me. I'm not the type to miss my workout. And it disappoints you. And for me, that's motivation. Hey, I disappointed myself. I'm now more motivated to get up the next day and train. So as you're thinking about changing your life and building the second stream of income, remember, you got 5 seconds before your instinctual caveman brain is going to talk you out of it. Like, how many of you have said this? Doggone it, I've listened to Steve on the radio for 2 or 3 weeks or 2 or 3 months or 2 or 3 years. I'm going to go to that free workshop. I'm going to go register at gettotalwealth.com right now. And you don't do it. You know why? Because you waited over 5 seconds to do it. And your instinctual brain went, nah, it doesn't work. Nah, Steve's not real. Nah, Total Wealth Academy is not real. Real estate doesn't work. It's tenants, toilets, and taxes. All these fear-based effort and risk-minimizing thoughts come into your brain. And then you don't set the reservation. Now, here's the other problem for us trying to sell memberships. it's more than 5 seconds after you set the appointment to get you to the appointment. So what are we fighting against? We're fighting against your brain as well. So it'd be great if you could set the appointment and 5 seconds later you were at the seminar. Then you couldn't change your mind. But people will set the appointment. I think our show ratio is about 60%. Think about that. 40% of the people who set an appointment to come learn how to build a second stream of income never even show up to their appointment. Caveman brain, winning again. All right, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. You can call me at 281-558-5738 with any questions you have. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Steve Davis of Total Wealth Academy. Many people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $50,000 or more in investable assets, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free 90-minute sample class live or online. Visit GetTotalWealth.com and click the free sample class button. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Phone lines are now open for these final two segments of today's show. If you've got a question for me, in other words, you're saying, look, I want a second stream of income. I sort of, kind of believe in real estate. You kind of, sort of maybe. But my caveman brain says, tenants are annoying. Taxes are a pain. Insurance is a pain. Whatever it is, that's whatever excuse, reason, problem that you have for not getting out there and starting to build a second stream of income for yourself and your family with real estate, please feel free to call and ask me. If you feel like you got a dumb question, use a fake name. But call 281-558-5738. That's 281-558-KSEV. Or you're welcome to email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And if you don't want me to use your name and you're emailing me, please put anonymous in the subject line and don't sign it. Because I've goofed up. Don't sign it. Just put anonymous. Ask your question and send it to me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, this is a member question. It's a series of four questions. This is an individual who has already invested in four different passive deals, and well, passive deals, God, I feel like I have to define this every time I say the word. A passive deal is where someone else runs the property, someone else finds the property, negotiates the property, closes the property, signs on the mortgage. All you do is give them some money and then they send you a check every quarter. They're the active investor, you're the passive investor. So this guy is in four different passive deals. His first question is, do I concentrate more on value play or yield plays for the cash flow? Well, the answer, Anonymous, is it depends on whether or not you can go, we'll say, a year without cash flow. If you can, then the value play in the long run, even though there may be no cash flow the first year, is going to have the higher cash flow in the long run. Plus, when you do those big refinances where you put $100,000 in and 2 years later you refinance it and you get $110,000 back, plus you still have your $100,000 in the deal, the value play is going to make you more money in the long run than a yield play will. The only people that my pat answer is yes, do the yield play, are older. They're 70, 75, 80, and they want the cash flow now. But they're going to get a less cash flow than they would if they did a value play. But because of their age, they don't want to wait a year. You know, they want the cash flow now. So if you're not 70 plus, then I really believe the value play is the way to go. Every apartment complex that I personally have ever done, value play. I don't like the yields plays for me. Okay, second question. Is a larger deal in an ideal location going to maintain more value than a value play if there is a large correction? Okay, let me tell you this. Both of them are going to lose value equally in a correction. In other words, in 2008, I was in 11 apartment complexes. All of them went down in value 20-30%. Did I care? No, because they still cash flowed. In fact, the cash flow went up after 2008 because rents went up. I don't care if my properties lose value because I'm never going to sell them in a down market. So the answer to that one is they're both going to lose value equally. But you don't care because you bought for cash flow. You're still going to get your cash flow. And in most cases, it's going to go up during a correction. Third question. If inflation continues and the interest rates go higher, will value plays be harder to invest in? The answer is both will be harder to invest in, both the yield play and the value play. Both will be harder to invest in. It will reduce the value of both the value plays and the yield plays. And it takes a while for the market to adjust. So there might be a 6 month or 9 month period where you don't even buy anything until the market realizes that interest rates have gone up, the property value should come down, and so on. The fourth question, is there a video on fair market valuation of non-cash assets? Huh, Anonymous, I don't really understand that last. Okay, is fair market valuation non-cash assets? There's a class, Anonymous, in the members area on how to evaluate commercial property and come up with the fair market value. And I think that's what you're asking. So the answer is, I believe, yes. And it is the multifamily property evaluation class. So just log into the members area. You'll find it there, but be aware that that information works on self-storage, RV parks, mobile home parks, just about all commercial property. So watch that class and then email me your thoughts after you watch it if I need to get another speaker up there to go in more detail or whatever the circumstance is. Just let me know. All right, so I hope that helps, Anonymous. I will email these answers to you as well after the show. Okay, let's look at the next email. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next question comes from a Jeff, and he says, I'm a general partner looking for limited partners. So you understand that the general partner is the sponsor of the deal or the syndicator. They're the ones that do all the work. The limited partners are the passive investors. So Jeff, yes, depending on your credibility, your track record, and so on, yes, you can raise capital among the members of Total Wealth Academy. So if you're a general partner, if you're a sponsor or syndicator and you want to raise capital, yes, our members, it's estimated that somewhere between $125 and $150 million is what our members have to invest. These syndicators are raising $3 to $5 million in as little as a month. So if you're a syndicator and you want to raise capital at Total Wealth Academy, Jeff, I'll email you after the show and tell you how that works. All right. Phone lines are open 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. Or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Remember that email is open to you 24 hours a day. So if you're at work and you've got a question and you don't want to get fired by emailing me during your work, write down the email and email me after work. This email is open to my listeners 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. All right, this next one is from Janet. And Janet is, well, a similar question. Janet is a wholesaler, apparently pretty successful, and wants to know if she can build a buyer's list at Total Wealth Academy. Yes, we have about 1,200 members. All of them are serious investors. All of them have paid to play, Janet. They're not fakers. They've put up money to be in the game. So they are serious. And yes, you could find buyers for your wholesale deals at Total Wealth Academy. Your next step would be to come to the free sample class. Go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and there's a bright yellow button that says free sample class. Click that, come to that, and we'll explain how that works, Janet. Okay, we got to go to break. We're coming up on the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, you need to call now, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for me, I need you to call right now. Please don't do what everybody does and wait until 2:58 to call, and then I don't have time to answer the question. So give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. This next question, okay, is from Anonymous. They have 22 doors, 22 single family houses. Whoa, that's a lot of equity sitting there. Let me do the math on this. 22, is that right? 22 times 140,000. Good Lord. Okay. This, you're done with single family anonymous. You've got $3 million of equity in those homes. It's time to sell those homes and move to passive investing. With $3 million, let's say you take $1 million and keep it, and you passively invest $2 million. Is that right? $2 million times 0.2. That's $400,000 a year for the rest of your life. You're not making that on 22 rent houses. So, yes, if I'm reading your question correctly, is it time to move out of single family? Yes. Can I join your group? Sure, of course. Oh, I see, you're a member of another group. I don't care if you're a member of multiple groups. That's an insecurity of some other group. No, you're allowed to be with me. You're allowed to be members of as many groups as you want. We don't just do apartments. We do self-storage, of course, apartments, RV parks, mobile home parks, strip shopping centers, commercial buildings. You're not going to find in the United States a more diverse group of spaces to invest in. We've done something that has not been done in the United States so far. Most groups are either just Airbnb, or they're just flipping, or they're just apartments. We're doing it all. It's just not that difficult if you don't try to be everything yourself. That's a long discussion, but yeah, absolutely. If you come see me and join our group, I'll show you how to liquidate those assets, 1031 it, yes, tax deferred till after you're dead, into passive investing. It's a thing called tenants in common. I'll put this in an email when I reply to you. Tenants in common. And you can do a 1031 into passive investments, so you won't have to pay any tax on that $3 million if you invest all $3 million. But if I were you, I wouldn't do that. I would literally sell, get the $3 million, keep $1 million of it, pay the tax on it, which is going to be about 15 or 20%. Keep myself $800,000, travel the world a little bit, enjoy my life, and take $2 million of it and passively invest with the syndicators at Total Wealth Academy and produce yourself $400,000 a year income for the rest of your life. So that's what I would do if I were you. Your first step is the free sample class. Come see that first so you know exactly what we're doing. Go to gettotalwealth.com, gettotalwealth.com, and click on that yellow button. And this is really pretty good timing for you. You know, you could have gotten out a single family probably five houses ago, six houses ago, but 22 is not bad. You'd be surprised how many people I see who have 50 houses, 60 houses. That's a mistake. You should have moved to commercial way before then. You make more money, more tax advantage. There's just tons of benefits to commercial real estate. The other thing about commercial real estate, as I described on yesterday's show, we control the value of our apartment complexes. We control the value of our strip shopping centers, self-storage, RV parks. So it just gives you a lot more flexibility. You're not dependent on comparable sales. You're dependent on your management style. So that's why you're going to make so much more money anonymous when you move over to commercial than you are in those single family houses. But again, don't beat yourself up because you didn't go too far past where you should have. But it probably, as well as you've done, you should have stopped single family five or six houses ago. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com, asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Okay, let's go to the next email. This is Todd, and he is asking, I don't know what happened. The text disappeared. Let me close it, open it again. Try it again. The text disappeared, or the text is all white maybe. Let me try another one. Let's go to Andre, who's got a question. Should I cash out refinance on my rental property? You know, I can't answer this question. I'm going to have to ask you some questions, Andre. How much is the house worth, and how much do you owe on it? If you would, fire me an email telling me that, and then I can answer whether or not you should do it. It is a great time to refi and pull money out of deals. There's a lot of people with 30, 40% equity in their homes, in their houses, and that's too much sitting there. That's dead equity. You never want to have more than 25% equity in a home. That's dead equity. Refi and go buy more real estate. So, Andre, please send me what you owe on the property and how much the ARV, after repaired value, of the property is. Okay, phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Wow, here's the same question from another person. Yep, I can't answer this without knowing what you owe and what it's worth. So if you would, Anonymous, send me what you owe on the property and what it's worth, and I'll tell you if it's the right time to refi. Let's try one more. Alrighty, this is from Ann Chin, one word. The question is, CapEx, you're asking about CapEx and repair calculations. Oh, man. Great question. Well worded. Can't answer it on the air. Just don't have time. What I'll do is I'm going to email you, ask you for your phone number. If you're willing to chat on the phone, I can answer this, but be prepared. It's going to take about 15 minutes. I just don't have time today. But boy, you are an aggressive reader. You listed three different books in your question. That is excellent. Yeah, you're on the way. If you got the habit of reading, you will kill it. But yeah, I'll ask you for your phone number and I'll call you after the show. Okay, let's see if we've got time for one more. This is a question from Tommy about acquiring commercial. Is it true that some lenders will do 100% financing on commercial mortgages if the cap rate is 10% or higher? You know, I don't know, Tommy. But I will get you this answer because I have several mortgage brokers, commercial mortgage brokers, that are friends of mine, and I'll answer this question after the show. Great question. Don't know if it's true, but I'll find out for you. All right, this has been the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Remember, you have a dream, you have a goal, take an action step today.
GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.